Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Noren. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Neal strikes out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moon strikes out. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Taylor to Banks, and Gilliam is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Drysdale strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Gilliam moves to third. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Moon moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Walls hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Drabowski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano takes first base on ball four. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pignatano moves to second. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale takes first base on ball four. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Pignatano moves to third. Drysdale moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Walls who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Pignatano scores. Drysdale scores. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Don Demeter pinch hits for Duke Snyder. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dark is 0-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Noren is 0-1 in the game. Noren strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hodges is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fairley is 0-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to Moorhead covering. Safe. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 0-2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Wills reaches second base with a double. There goes Fairley trying to get to home. Morin throws the ball into Banks, who relays the ball to Taylor, who tags Fairley, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pignatano is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walls is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Walls strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dark is 0-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Taylor moves to third. Dark moves to second. It's 5-2, Dodgers. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Noren is 0-2 in the game. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drysdale is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Drysdale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilliam is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gilliam bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Drysdale moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Hodges moves to second. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Don Drysdale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Drysdale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Drysdale hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor bunts towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Noren is 0-for-3 in the game. Noren is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walls strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.